All right, it looks like it's time for us to have another chat. So a bunch of you guys sent me this article, but honestly, there's like one of these articles every 3 months because for some reason we never get tired of talking about rich people who don't feel rich. And I feel like I have an above average sense of financial empathy. I got myself into tons of credit card debt, buying objectively stupid. So really, who am I to judge? But our fascination with people whose financial problems are almost entirely self-imposed like never ceases to amaze me, while of course simultaneously having nothing but judgment for people who dare to be poor. Because yes, there are going to sometimes be people who are very high earners but are still in very stressful financial situations for reasons partially or entirely outside of their control. Often these things are medically related, but like, let's be honest that the majority of people who are earning hundreds of thousands of dollars a year and are living paycheck to paycheck, this is on them. And we refuse to acknowledge the fact that there are two primary reasons why this happens to rich people. Number one is that we are failing to develop personal identity or fulfillment that does not come in the form of consumerism. If your reaction to every new dollar earned is to spend a dollar on more inane shit to help you feel or look a certain way, like, you will never have enough money. But number two, and probably more importantly, is that especially in the US, wealth is often defined by how much you can remove poor people from your life. And often in these articles, that is exactly what is being described. You don't want to take public transit even when it's available, so you buy expensive cars. You intentionally move to neighborhoods that are amongst the most unaffordable in the country so you don't have to be around poor people. You take your children out of public school and put them into private schools that add thousands of dollars to your monthly expense, and then in the summer you send them to expensive summer camps with other wealthy children. You travel to places that are inaccessible to the average tourist, you join clubs with exorbitant annual member fees, and you'll often even outsource every other aspect of your day-to-day life that would force you to come into contact with people. Often you don't even shop for your own groceries. The number one luxury item in this country is removing yourself from poor people, and people routinely go broke even earning $500,000 or more a year trying to do it 24/7. And I'm sorry, but for that, my empathy is extremely limited.